Johanna, good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, the match on Saturday, it attracted upwards of 1 million viewers. Why do you think it was so widely watched?
Well, I think there was quite a bit of publicity prior to the event, so people knew about it. And also, of course, yeah, it is something new. It is a pioneering and happening for the first time, such a big AFL match in Melbourne, and with all the hype sort of also heralding the coming of that new AFL league for women.
Do you think that these viewing numbers will continue into the future for women's AFL matches?
That I'm not sure, as sometimes there can be a bit of hype at the beginning or prior to it. But it actually bodes very well. It could well be that that those numbers will be sustained.
So now the male AFL players, this is one of the numbers that's been thrown around. Male AFL players are on average paid $300,000. But the current plans for the Women's League is that a whole club will receive a salary cap of $200,000. In terms of the fact that the league is also just starting up, taking that into consideration, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that is indeed, it is a start, and the AFL leadership, they say they will develop this further. But nevertheless, it's 2016.
Yeah.
And I think women should be paid exactly the same as men for the work they do. But I think there is another issue, and that is actually even more important. One of the conditions is that the clubs, they have only access to their players on weekdays for 9 hours. That is then apart from, you know, the match day. But that means that 9 hours, that is something like three training sessions of 3 hours per week. Now, that's, of course, nothing in comparison to the men. And that brings me to a really important point, is that women, they will not be able to survive of the salary and the play conditions that they receive. So that means they need to look for another job to make a living. They have a part-time status, and I think that is problematic. Yeah, for that means that women can't play at the highest level possible if you have to divide your attention to two jobs instead of concentrating on one.
Couldn't agree more. Now, I suppose, do we know of any other female sports that have attracted just as much TV viewers? I mean, as I said before, the women's AFL one attracted over a million people tuning in.
Yes. I'm not sure what the stats are for netball. I would think that netball perhaps would be, you know, some of the finals would rate high too. But I'm not aware of the numbers, of the exact numbers. Other female sports, at an international level, think about a tennis final, a Wimbledon singles, at Wimbledon or the US Open or the French Open. They will attract more than that, I would think. But within Australia, women's hockey is popular, but they won't. It is not broadcast that way. I don't think within Australia, this might be one of the highest spectator numbers.
Johanna, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Okay. Pleasure. Bye-bye.